Roger, you're very welcome to In Business. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, thank you for having me. Much appreciated.
No problem at all. Delighted to have you on the show. So, Roger, you might start off by reminding our listeners of what the EY Entrepreneur of the Year programme is all about and what it involves, maybe.
So the EY Entrepreneur of the Year programme is in its 29th year. You know, I suppose it runs across two levels. Firstly, superficially maybe, there's an awards programme. 24 finalists are selected each year from an independent judging panel of their peers, you know, chaired by past winner Harry Hughes. And that's a rigorous kind of nomination process. And those finalists have a year of networking, of strategic thinking, of learning, you know, profiling their businesses, amplifying their brands, getting to know each other and the other alumni. And the other alumni is the second bit, if you like, the heart of the program. You know, over that period of time, over that 29 years, you know, there's a very significant group now that are past finalists. And these people are the heart of private business right across the 32 counties of Ireland. You know, collectively, they employ nearly 300,000 people. You know, they add about 30 billion a year to the economy. And this is everything from, you know, new and emerging businesses, maybe under 5 or 6 years old, to some of the largest, you know, entrepreneurial and family and private businesses in the country. And I guess finalists become part of that unique alumni and gain from it. Mentorship, trade, investment, friendship, you name it. It's a very unique group.
Yeah, fantastic. It sounds brilliant. You mentioned earlier as well that the program, it's now in its 29th year, which obviously is a huge achievement in itself. But how many entrepreneurs would you know, Roger, have passed through the program, I suppose, over those number of years?
It's somewhere around the 675 mark, would you believe? So it's a huge number. And I guess that, you know, that's what makes it the backbone of the Indigenous economy. You know, an awful lot of people, the majority of people in this country are still employed by private businesses. A lot of the innovation, the growth, the economic activity comes from those private businesses. And this group is the absolute heart of that. For sure, over that period of time, there have been tons of really noteworthy, brilliant finalists and alumni from Kerry. And if I think back to, you know, Brian McCarthy of Fexco, Jerry Kennelly of Tweak, you know, winners of the competition like Ed Harty from that part of the world, and long may the entrepreneurial gene thrive there.
Absolutely. No, we've had some great success stories from Kerry that were involved, as you mentioned there, which is fantastic to hear again. And just remind the listeners, I suppose, who has been involved and I suppose how it shaped them as well, because entrepreneurs, they are the driving force behind Ireland's economy as well. And it's important that they continue to be there and continue to thrive and to grow as well. So, Roger, you might explain, I suppose, how the programme maybe helps to shape and to inspire them to keep carrying on the work that they're doing and, I suppose, to be that entrepreneurial presence within our society.
I think that's a really important question, and I think you've really put your finger on something, and never is it more important than 2026. We live in a more volatile world. We live in a more volatile economy. You know, things are definitely challenging for businesses. International expansion is hampered by tariffs, geopolitical uncertainty, supply chain uncertainty, and that's after we've dealt with, you know, the trials of COVID and of Brexit. You know, and if the other kind of one-off events or so-called one-off events that have come before it, you know, the Irish economy, clearly there's still a really big dependency on the really important and really, you know, welcomed foreign direct investment. But it is clear, I think, that, you know, going forward, you know, economy and society will be dependent on that economic prosperity and social prosperity on what we can innovate and deliver ourselves. And that's where entrepreneurs will continue to thrive and need to come in even more. Entrepreneurship can be a lonely place. Building a business can be a lonely place. Being the boss or the employer can be a lonely place. So having a peer network of folks, you know, they've walked that walk. Sometimes they're doing things that, you know, you haven't encountered. Sometimes they're earlier stage, but actually dealing with technologies or sciences that you haven't encountered. There's a huge mutual learning, mutual teaching that goes on amongst the group. At its core, that comes back to trust. It's the trust that, you know, folks are going into the EY finalist group and the alumni, and they're willing to share what they're good at. They're willing to share the trials and tribulations of their businesses, and they're learning in equal amounts, you know, from all of those people around them. And that makes it an extremely important cohort, friendship group, alumni for the people that are in it. And we know through lots and lots of empirical evidence that it actually drives enhanced growth and performance in the business, be it amplification of the brand, be it inspiration of the entrepreneur. You know, the outcome for the businesses are really positive as they go through the program.
Yeah, that's fantastic to hear. And it sounds, by the way, you're talking there, Roger, that it's of benefit to people in the long term as well, and that those, I suppose, benefits you mentioned in terms of having that support network and the friendships and, I suppose, just those people who know and understand what you're going through, maybe if you are facing any challenges in your business, for example, that that isn't just while you're taking part in the programme itself, but it's there forevermore, because I suppose it's a network of friends maybe that you're creating as well from the sounds of what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, in EY, we have a full-time team of six people who run the Entrepreneur of the Year program, 52 weeks of the year. It's not just awards. This is a movement that is, as I said at the start, you know, its aim is to drive, facilitate, inspire entrepreneurship right across the island. And that keeps going. There's alumni events, there's networking, there's formal, there's informal learning on a weekly and on a monthly basis. So the group is very much kept together. As finalists, of course, there's a heightened process that you go through. And first and foremost, you're celebrated as finalists. You know, it's a brilliant achievement to come true and be nominated and then successfully shortlisted as a finalist. And that's something that, you know, we make sure that they take the moment to, you know, recognize where they've come from, what they've achieved, you know, the success they've had. And no doubt, I think it redoubles the efforts to keep going. You know, it's not a kind of clap on the back, you're done. It's an inspiration to say, do you know what, there's way more to achieve. It opens the eyes of entrepreneurs. But, you know, in terms of the kind of long-term associations, even some of the folks, you know, from Kerry that I've mentioned over the years, I mean, I would know that, like, so Mike Stack, Sean Ryan, Ed Harty, these folks were all finalists 10, 15 years ago. They still gather as a national group and locally in the core Kerry region multiple times a year to share ideas, to bounce things off each other, you know, to do things together in business. It's really invaluable to them.
That's fantastic to hear. And it does sound like it is a fantastic resource to have, I suppose, and a network to have, as you said. For anyone maybe that's listening this year now, Roger, and is thinking that maybe they might apply or they'd like to take part, do they need to meet any specific criteria?
Well, there's three categories. You've got your emerging category, which are younger businesses, somewhere between 2 and 7 years old. We usually like them to have established themselves as business. So more than €1 million of sales or turnover, you know, up and running. And the second category are established businesses. These are typically a slightly larger employers. They've been around a good period of time. Of course, they're still innovating to stay relevant, to stay alive in their markets, predominantly focused on, you know, Ireland and the UK. Typically kind of pillars of society. You know, we would see family businesses as well-established businesses in that category. And then finally, you've got our international category, you know, businesses that have now, you know, for sure Ireland may be a market, but actually international markets are more important to the growth and prosperity of those companies. And, you know, we're looking for the original things, innovating, yes, financial performance, but not only financial performance, you know, good employers leading in their markets, and most importantly, entrepreneurs who are, you know, willing to both share and benefit from interacting with other entrepreneurs.
Yeah, fantastic. That sounds brilliant. In terms of the deadline, when must people have their entries in for Roger?
So we have to have them in. It's the 17th of February, EOY.ie, or, you know, any of the social media platforms, EY Entrepreneur of the Year Ireland. If it's, you know, someone that you're working for or with, if it's a family member, if it's a spouse, if you're an entrepreneur who sees great things in another entrepreneur, or you just like to nominate yourself, it kind of comes from all angles. Don't be afraid to do it. The nomination itself takes kind of, you know, under 10 minutes. And then what happens is an EY person or maybe two comes out and meets the entrepreneur themselves, spends about an hour or 90 minutes completely capturing their journey. All of the documentation of the nomination for judging is done by us. We don't put any burden on people to write out big histories of where they've come from or how they've done it or where they're going. It goes off to the, as I say, independent judging panel, and the finalists are selected then in early April.
Fantastic. And just remind people, if they want to enter, where they can find the form to apply.
So, as I said, EOY.ie. I should say one last thing. Each year we do an international CEO retreat. These are really well got now. And this year we're all very important. We're off to Toronto. And anybody who's thinking about, you know, our place in the world and our trade with North America right now, will understand just how important Canada is as a trading market. And actually vice versa, Ireland is as an access point to the EU for Canada. You know, everything we do with the finalists, by the way, is hosted by EY. There's no cost to being a finalist. But very quickly in May, once you're selected as a finalist, the finalists and about 100 alumni are off on what I think will be the biggest trade mission to leave the shores of Ireland this year to Toronto. And there's lots of other highlights along the way.
Roger, it sounds great. And thanks very much for taking the time to talk to me this evening about it.
Really appreciate it. Thanks for having me.